Before we get into anything, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you so much for clicking on my podcast, and I hope that you stay to listen to the rest of it. I'm JJ. For all intents and purposes, I am living my dream, working and living in the city of Toronto with my pup Organicus. Now, that being said, anyone who's ever attained a dream knows that the one that you imagined in your head is totally a romanticized fantasy of what real life would be when you attain that dream. In your daydream, you can only ever see the good things, and it's way harder to imagine the new stresses and the new problems that you'll need to deal with when you get there. Some of the things you can expect to hear about: the current state of my life in approximately 5 minutes, which has its exciting moments, but most of the time is pretty boring. At the very least, you can be entertained by my perspective on it, because my friends sure are. Food. Probably my favorite topic of all time. So, new food things that I've tried and loved, tried and hated, and of course the ones on my wish list. And more recent development, tips and revelations on my journey to live a less wasteful and more sustainable life. Worst case, or neutral case, no one will ever hear this. But best case, someone might feel inspired, or maybe they'll learn something, or maybe they'll just feel a little less alone after hearing about how I'm navigating my dream. Real quick before I forget, anything that I might mention in this podcast, like a book or a website or a store that you might want to go to or something that you might want to buy, I will always link it on my website in the show notes. So if you would like additional information on anything that I talk about, please make sure to head over to my website, jjgotthis.com, of course, after you listen to the rest of this episode. If you've listened to my previous episode, you know that I was feeling pretty low this week. Actually, pretty low is an understatement. I was feeling awful, horrible, didn't want to do anything, just not motivated at all. Today, I feel the opposite of that. And I know the reason why I do. It's because I actually did shit today. Not just any shit. I spent a lot of time figuring out how to use Audacity. I am not a fucking professional, just basic use. And I filmed the intro, I recorded the intro and the outro to my podcast, and I edited the entirety of episode 1. And in addition to spending quite a few hours watching tutorials, researching on Google, and also getting help from one of my good friends on how to edit audio, I also did a lot of other things. I was hella productive. I cooked twice. I did Ganicus's meal prep. I did laundry. I also washed my hair, and any curly girl or just person with natural hair knows that wash day is basically the worst day. I could easily drag that out to be an all-day affair. Usually I postpone it until Sunday, the last possible minute on Sunday, but yeah, I got that done. So you know what? I am on a fucking roll. And it reminds me of this part in The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson, which basically talks about where motivation comes from. He talks about this idea that, you know, people are always like, how do I get motivated? How do I stay motivated? Like, motivation is this mystical creature that you have to, like, grab out of the air. And he just simply says that motivation comes from doing stuff. People think that the motivation comes first and then the doing stuff comes after, but really, you do stuff and then it makes you more inclined and more ready and more prepared and have the energy and the inspiration to do more things. When I first came across that concept in the book, I found it so simple and yet so profound. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but at least for now, I'm going to try to ride this momentum out. So now that I've established that today was a really good day, let's talk about food. I mentioned in my last episode that I was trying out the meal plan service, Sorry I've Got Plants, and the first meal that I was going to make was tacos. I did make those on Wednesday, and you're supposed to get 2 meals out of them. So it came with 6 corn tortillas, and I did eat 3 on Wednesday and 3 on Thursday, but there was still some excess of the toppings left over. So there was still a little bit of the bean meat, quote unquote meat mix. And there was some avocados, and there was some lettuce, and a little bit of green onions. So I had picked up some additional produce on Friday from Cream Fresh Market, and in that produce I picked up a head of greenleaf lettuce because I planned on making some taco salad probably tomorrow, but I think it's going to get pushed till Monday because I have quite a bit of food left still. So I just used a little bit of that greenleaf lettuce because otherwise I'm not going to finish all of it. And then I used the rest of the toppings from the Sorry I Got Plants order from the tacos to make like a taco salad. And there was also, oh, I forgot, there was also some of the chipotle dressing left over. So of course I used that on the salad as well. So yeah, I basically got three meals out of that. And then tomorrow I'm going to make the kimchi fried rice dish. And that's supposed to get me at least two meals. So I think it was pretty good for $40. Next thing that I'm currently obsessing over and probably going to continue eating until I get sick of it, because that is my way, is fresh dill. I know, it sounds so fucking simple, like whatever, fresh dill. But for me, it is changing my life right now. Now, I've always liked dill, the flavor of dill, and I have the dried dill in like one of those spice shaker thingies, which now by comparison to fresh dill basically tastes like nothing. And I know obviously fresh herbs are going to be way better than dried herbs, but yeah, I don't have access to those all the time, and I can't buy like a bunch of fresh herbs because I'm never going to finish it all before it goes bad. Somebody's going to say like, oh, you can freeze them or whatever, and I've tried that before and then I forget that they're in the freezer. Like, that doesn't prevent me from wasting. So anyway, I figured I'm gonna get this fresh dill just this one time, and I'm gonna see how much of it I can use, so I'm basically going to use it in everything. I envy you people who have, like, herb gardens or who are good with plants and can grow herbs inside your house, because I can't do that, so lucky you that you get fresh herbs all the time. Anyway, besides the dill, I also picked up a bunch of other produce. Obviously, I picked up the stuff to make my taco salad, and I picked up some green onions and some Yukon Gold potatoes. So today I made a potato salad, but it was like a fried potato salad. I don't know. I've made potato salad before where I boiled the potatoes, but so much easier in the air fryer, and I like the crunch. So I made a potato salad. I'm just going to pull up the picture on my phone because I posted it on Instagram and I don't want to forget any of the ingredients that I put inside. So they were like two probably medium-sized Yukon Gold potatoes. I cut them up into cubes and I put them in my air fryer on 400 for about 15 minutes. And then I put probably three, maybe 3.5 tablespoons, not actual measured tablespoons. I just use the tablespoon that you eat with. And then I put some chopped up green onions, basically one sprig of green onions, just the green part, not the white part. And then one sprig of dill. I took all of the little dill leaves, like I basically ripped them off and then chopped them really small. And then some sprinkles of garlic salt and smoked paprika. And it was fucking delicious. If you had the pleasure of seeing the up close and personal post on my Instagram of my dill potato salad, you would know that I am drooling right now thinking about it and definitely making it again tomorrow. On to what I'm doing to try to be more sustainable and be less wasteful. So just a reminder of the three rules that I'm trying to follow, and they're not my rules. Like, I've read them or seen them or some kind of version of them in posts, in YouTube videos, infographics, but I've just shortened them into these three that I think are the most attainable for me. So the first one is, before I buy something, I'm going to try to see if there's something else that I already have that I can use for the same purpose. And two, before I throw something out, I'm going to think about if there's some other way that I can use it before putting it in the recycling or the trash or whatever it is. And then the third thing that I'm going to do is that if I do need to buy something new, I'm going to try to find the least wasteful way to obtain that thing. This is probably going to sound really silly to some people, but this is what I'm doing this week, and probably for the next couple of weeks if the size of this box is any indication. But earlier this week I ran out of coffee, I think on Monday, which is probably like the worst possible day to run out of coffee, but yeah, it happened. Sad, sad day. What I really wanted to do was drive to IKEA, because it's pretty close to me, and pick up the, I have no idea how to pronounce it, it says Patar, and it's a little package of organic dark roast ground coffee. And I really like it. I like the flavoring of it. It's cheap. I think it's like $6.99 for the package. I believe it's like 500 grams. I'll link it. I love it. Last time I picked up like 2 packages, but my first instinct was I'm gonna go to IKEA and pick up some fucking coffee right now. But I looked in my kind of my beverage drawer, so it's like where I have my hot chocolate and my beetroot latte mix and all those things, and there is a giant box of Tetley tea. So I'm pretty sure it's like 50 or 100 tea bags. And I have it because, I don't know, I think at some point when I was in my old apartment, I wanted tea and I realized that I didn't have tea. So the next time I went to No Frills, I just picked up whatever fucking box of Tetley tea was at No Frills, and it was a giant fucking box. And I bought it with the intention of, oh, when I feel like having tea, I want to make sure that I have tea bags. But I never feel like having tea because I always feel like having coffee. So as long as the coffee is there as an option, I'm always going to pick coffee, which is exactly what's happened and why that giant box is still there. So I said, okay, forget it. I'm not going to fucking go to IKEA and get a new package of coffee. I'm going to use up this tea. I know it sounds like super weird, but I have switched to having tea every morning now. So since Monday or Tuesday morning, I wake up, I boil the water, and I make a tea instead of a coffee. It's weird, but there is a little bit of joy that I'm getting every morning from making my tea and knowing that I'm not being wasteful and using up this giant box of tea bags, and also not going out and spending money on coffee when I have something at home that basically gives me the same effect. Like, I thought, like, no, I need coffee. I need the coffee part of the caffeine. I need to put my Silk Almond Milk creamer inside and smell it and enjoy that ritual. I thought that it was going to be really bad with tea, but it's pretty much the same. I don't even really notice the difference now. Now, that's not to say that I'm not going to go back to coffee when this giant box of tea bags is empty, but for now, it feels really good, and I'm kind of proud of myself. I know it might sound pretty silly, but if I never made this intention to try to be less wasteful and use up things that I have, that box of tea would sit in my fucking cupboard forever, and I would just keep buying coffee. And the other thing that I realized is I don't actually need coffee. Like, I'm not as dependent on coffee as I think I am. I'm obviously still dependent on caffeine, but at least not so dependent on coffee. Small wins, right? I'll take it wherever I can get it. Now, on the same rule as using up things that I already have, I will admit that I am a recovering beauty product junkie, especially when it comes to hair products. Like, I remember there was a time when I used to have an entire shelf in the linen closet full of hair products. Hair products that I had bought and tried and didn't like, and some of them I liked, but I'm just always on the hunt for the next best leave-in conditioner, shampoo, regular conditioner, styling product, whatever. I can't help myself, but I've come a long way since then. But I do sometimes still try new things, but only when necessary. So when my hair just gets too used to a product and it's not working anymore, then I'll look for something else to try. But rarely now do I buy something new to try when whatever I'm using is already working. So on that note, at the beginning of the summer, or maybe it was still springtime, I went to Clore Beauty, which they have them throughout the city, but the one that I went to is at, I just needed to look that up real quick before I told you the wrong thing. It is at Dufferin and Bloor Street West. That's just the one that I went to. Like I said, there's other Clore Beauty supplies throughout the city. I'm pretty sure there's one in Mississauga on Dundas. And besides that, there's lots of beauty supply stores. They all pretty much carry the same thing. So anyway, I went to Clore and I got the Shea Moisture Red Palm Oil and Cocoa Butter Leave-In or Rinse-Out Conditioner. And the reason why I got it was because the AG hair products that I was using stopped working for me. And I thought they stopped working for me like permanently, but I'm pretty sure they actually only stopped working for me because the weather was changing. Anyway, I tried this one and it did not help my hair at all. My hair was so frizzy. By day 3, it was just like so frizzy and fuzzy that it looked like I had been electrocuted. It was not the kind of frizz that I am okay with, so I stopped using it. In the end, I did end up finding a product that worked very well for me, which is Function of Beauty. So I was using their leave-in conditioner, their shampoo, and their regular conditioner, which I am actually still using now, along with their hair mask and their serum, but I have since canceled my subscription, even though those products work amazingly for me. Like, I have never had a product that works as good as those products. And if you don't know anything about Function of Beauty, they basically allow you to customize your hair care. So you take this like 5-minute quiz and you answer a bunch of questions about what your hair goals are, and then they customize a formula. They used to just have shampoo and conditioner, then they added a leave-in conditioner, and now they've recently added a serum and a hair mask, and there might be one other product, but I think it was not of use to me. I can't remember. But yeah, the only reason why I have canceled my subscription is because all of those things come in plastic bottles, and obviously I'm trying to reduce my plastic use, so I'm going to try to find something naked that works on my hair, like a naked product, unpackaged product. Anyway, back to this Shea Moisture product. It is the Shea Moisture Red Palm Oil and Cocoa Butter Leave-In or Rinse-Out Conditioner with Flaxseed Oil. That is a fucking mouthful. But the reason why I got it is because this line is supposed to prevent shrinkage. It didn't. It didn't fucking prevent shrinkage. Like I said, it didn't work. But I still kept it in my shower just in case the Function of Beauty products I ran out before my next subscription arrived, and that I would have something and not be without conditioner, because the last thing you want with curly hair is to be without conditioner. I have recently finished the leave-in conditioner from the Function of Beauty, and then I needed another leave-in, and I was trying to use the Shea Moisture Jamaican Castor Oil Leave-In Conditioner, which usually works on my hair, but it's not working right now, and I'm pretty sure it's not working again because the weather changed. So something possessed me. Since this Shea Moisture product is still in my shower, let me just try it. And I tried it the other day, and it actually worked. So now I've realized that this product does work on my hair, it's just it works on my hair in the cold weather. So that's what I'm using right now. And I'm pretty pleased with myself that I didn't throw this bottle out, because, I mean, I think it was like, the Shea Moisture products are usually like $12.99, $13.99 or somewhere around there. So it wasn't like a huge loss, but it would have been something that I would just be wasting, which, you know, doesn't make me feel too good. So I'm glad that I kept it and I used it and it's fucking working. So fucking win for me again on rule number one, thinking about something that I already have on hand that I can use rather than buying something new. That's it in a nutshell. I had a good fucking day. I'm fucking using up all my tea and this fucking conditioner that I thought I was gonna throw out. Yo, if you're still here, thank you. Seriously, everyone knows that I rarely give out cookies, but if you're still here, fuck. You can have all of the cookies that are buried in the bottom of my cold, black heart. And if for some reason you just can't get enough of me, cause I'm so cute and wise, kidding, not really. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at j.elle_, that's 3 underscores, or at jjgotthis.com, and I'll see you next week.